Jane Parrott, Offerman Woodshop. Favorite color, indigo. Bible, kids in the hall. Favorite game, hot dice. Favorite meal, Thanksgiving. Favorite condiment, ketchup and mayo. Piercings, ears and nose. Favorite wood, eucalyptus. Favorite tool, hollow chisel mortiser. Main man, Isamu Noguchi. Parks and Rec avatar, April. First car, 88 Volkswagen Fox, two-door, four-gear, no power steering. You might want to be sitting down for this next bit. Okay, comfy? Here goes. I love Jane. She is decidedly our most groovy artist, no doubt thanks to her upbringing in a community of craftspeople in Woodstock, New York. She ran with an unruly gang of Bard graduates in San Francisco, which is where Lee first ran across her path. When the two street toughs had later moved to Los Angeles, Jane was actually Lee's landlord, although the nomenclature is a bit thin considering that Lee was renting a chicken coop. For real, I'm telling you, these ladies are tough. Although Jane seemed to know everybody in Los Angeles who had ever slung a glue stick, the rest of us came into her circle only when she began renting space next door to the shop to do some welding of her cool lamp projects, which can be viewed at www.wavesofwhite.com. As a member of the neighborhood with obvious talents to be valued, Jane pretty quickly found herself answering requests from Offerman Woodshop for metalworking needs of one sort or another, table legs, bases, custom hardware, ammunition. As we became friendly, we were tickled to discover that Jane likes welding, but she can make damn near anything with her hands, thanks in part to her BA from Bard College in 1999. Perpetuating our propensity for fraternizing, or sororitizing, with the theater nerds, Jane also got a dang master's degree from Central St. Martin's in London, where she specialized in designing sets for theater and dance performance. Once she started hanging around on our side of the parking lot, it didn't take Jane long to pick up some slab scraps and see the potential lamp bases in the beautiful wooden chunks. Her efforts quickly became some of the nicest items on our website, and she had joined our club of dusty hedonists. Eventually, she decided she was having a little bit too good of a time, so she began running our shipping operation in order to put a slight damper on her spirits. It doesn't seem to have worked, however. I suppose because she's so dang good at it.